and I do want to tell you just in the beginning, when the mercy go around, the Mary go around. Mary, the happiness, because that's what we're talking about, being blessed with that idea of being happy in spite of what's happening.
Amen. Amen.
So when the mercy go around, the Mary go around.
Amen.
So that's what we want to kind of share with you this morning. There's some nuances I have to deal with through this sermon. So I'm just going to tell you, just in case you get lost through there. Tell you now what we're basically talking about. I'm going to give it to you now. Just treat people like God treats
them.
Be kind. Be gentle. Don't be hard for people when they fail and have failures and fall in. Don't be hard for it. Be merciful. Be kind to them. Help them get back up.
Amen.
People that are suffering, help them get back on the right track.
Amen.
Stoop down and pick them up in a way that restores their dignity.
Right.
And filled them with heaven. It said, people, see if they really got it.
Because
sometimes we go through the Roman road or whatever presentation of salvation that we go to, and maybe sometimes we have them to say a prayer. But that's why discipleship is so important, because sometimes they still may not really catch it, what it means to be a believer. They may not trust Christ in a saving way. They may not believe that they may give mental assent to the truth, but then they may not have trust in Christ with the full weight of their life.
You know, been there.
So they can go away believing that they are moving heavenward, but they are not moving heavenward yet. But in the discipling of them, that's why discipleship is important. You're able to move till you see the evidences. Then they say, oh God, I need you because I'm spiritual. There's nothing in my life that appeases you. And then you see them mourning about the evil part and the things and sin in their lives.
Right.
And then that mourning causes them to humble themselves to meekness. And then their hunger and thirst for righteousness. And then you see this mercy. When they see God feeling that, then you see this mercifulness in their lives. That's why their discipleship process is so important. That's why we emphasize it here. Because we want people, we want to make sure that people get it. Amen. I always say that's one of my two things that I'm trying to do when I'm up here preaching. Every Sunday, I'm sharing and teaching. Whatever I do in ministry, that's the only two things that I try to make sure people get. And I try to make sure God get the glory.
Amen.
If people get the story and God get the glory, then I've accomplished what I'm here for. That's my purpose. Here on this earth is to see that people get, understand the story, and that God get the glory.
Amen.
So, discipleship, you got to make sure that they get it. And they authentically put their trust in Christ. Not just a mental agreement, but they have put the weight of their lives in their eternal destiny in the hands of Christ.
Amen.
Y'all with me so far? I don't know. I'm glad I already told y'all what Sam was about to begin. just in case. All right, here we go. But not only do I want to talk about the merciful divine, but I want to tell you about the merciful divine, about the merciful God that we serve.
Yes.
God is a God of mercy. Aren't
you
glad?
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Aren't you glad that God is a God of mercy? The third scripture, Deuteronomy 41. There's no 41 chapter. Don't y'all look for it, because you ain't gonna find no chapter 41. Chapter 4. And y'all get fascinated. Wait. Yeah, y'all was, did you get me? She 41 anyway. No, there's no 41. Chapter 4, verse 31. It says, when you find it, for the Lord your God is merciful.
Yeah.
He is a merciful God. He will not forsake you nor destroy you. Not forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to thee. Aren't you glad he's a merciful God?
Yes, Lord.
Aren't you glad that when you fail, when you mess up, when you blow it, he just don't destroy you?
Amen.
Because now, if that was the way the time God was here, the church would be empty this morning.
Right.
But he's a God of mercy. Amen. Now, Psalm 103 and 8. Get that for you. Because I want y'all to start out. That's where the mercy go around. I mean, that's where the mercy go around starts with God. Psalm 103 and 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious.
Yes.
He got mercy. Wait, let me. I need to. I need to talk about mercy and grace a little bit. Mercy and grace is different, but they're two right. sides of the same coin.
Right.
Because mercy is the fact that we deserve to go to hell.
Right, but he don't
send us there.
Come on now.
Grace is we don't deserve to go to hell when he gives it to us.
Yeah. Amen.
Mercy is he'll not doing to us what we deserve.
Right.
Grace is him doing, give us more than we deserve.
Right.
God is both gracious and merciful. I'm glad, amen. Because you know he could not punish me, but I still may not get help, but throw help in with it.
Right.
And all when he blessed me with it, then he both merciful and gracious. Then he slow to anger.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. Now I'm trying to tell y'all that we're people of God. We got to display this. He's slow to anger. So if he's slow to anger, he expects us to be
slow to anger. Yeah. Jesus.
In the track down, y'all don't hear me. In the track down, God expects to be slow to anger. Don't be.
Yeah. Help me, Lord.
Don't be, you ought not have a role, Christian. Christian role rage ought not exist. I can see unchristian people. But if you're a believer, don't be giving folks signs in your car. And abounding in mercy. He don't get angry. And then he give you a whole lot of mercy. Whole lot of mercy.
My God.
Y'all know how much I'm talking about. Just look back over your life.
Right.
I look back over my whole. I don't even know about bound and you say it enough.
I go a month back.
A whole abounding in mercy. So now that's a description. That's a description. Of the God.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have that same kind. If we're merciful, we're supposed to have that same kind of mercy.
Alright.
I'm thinking we'll deal with that later. Ephesians.
Yeah, Lord.
Enough mercy. So be sure to tell folks that. Because there's some people that you want to talk to and try. got a sheriff and bring the Christ, and they don't feel like, I understand what you're saying, brother or sister, but you don't understand the things I've done. You don't understand where I've been. You don't understand how many times I'm messed up. Wait a minute, but he's rich.
Yeah.
You don't understand how rich my God is. Amen. You can't be so far down in the mud that my God can't save you. You can't have done enough wrong that my God can't pay the price for your sin that he did on Calvary's cross. He's rich in mercy. Your sin debt cannot be so much that he can't pay it off.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Mercy. Mercy. Tender. Tender hearted.
Yeah.
So he expects us to be the same way. Try a little songs and try a little tenderness.
Yeah.
That's what the song say. Amen. It may not say it like I'm talking about it, but you're try a little tenderness. Listen. Now I'm gonna give y'all something right here. Give y'all a word right here. This right here probably works. Probably does it sound right here. It's better to give others a piece of your heart than to give them a piece of your mind. Oh, y'all with me?
Amen.
So we love to give people a piece of our mind. Amen. You keep giving people a piece of your mind, I told you what's going to happen. You'll get out of your mind because you gave away pieces of it.
Yeah.
And they haven't responded. People don't respond to you giving them a piece of your mind. Even when you're trying to correct somebody, child, you're trying to work with them and come to an agreement, it's not going to get you anywhere giving them a piece of your mind. But if you give them a piece of your heart, and if you're coming from a place of love and tenderness and kindness and wanting to restore their dignity, there'll be a lot more, it's a lot more effective way to win friends, to resolve conflict. And rather than giving pieces of your mind, give a piece of your heart that, hey, this thing here that I'm trying to do is coming from my heart. I see you're headed in the wrong direction. I don't mean no harm. I'm not perfect myself. But let me share my heart with you.
Yeah.
Where it could possibly lead.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't give him a piece of your mind. Give him a piece of your heart.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Number one. We're recipients of mercy in salvation.
Amen.
We are God is merciful, and because he's merciful, he saves us.
Right.
We are recipients of mercy in salvation. Don't you think that you are saved
because
I'm so good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Titus, what I got there on the Titus 3:5.
Yes.
God, the tender-hearted, kind, and loving. for you, and if you put your trust in me, I'll save you. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was right here with you, we have done, but according to the word says, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, He washed us. We got born again, regeneration. Amen. You became a new creature, new creation. And then He gave you the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Thank you, God.
To make you a better person.
Right.
All it. Because of His mercy.
Right.
Mercy. Mercy came. Man, I love mercy because I need a whole lot of it.
Amen.
Need a whole lot of mercy. Let's see. Here we go now. In Romans 12 to 1. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto your reasonable spirit. In other words, what Paul is saying here, in verses 1 through 11 of Romans, he's built a case that we are saved by grace, by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. He does it in 11th chapter. Now, he's about to turn again, so it says in chapter 12, by the mercy of God. Look, I always ask you what I talked to you about in the first 11 chapters, in the first part of this letter. Now, because God has given you so much mercy, read the 11th prayer, 11th chapter, He's given you a whole lot of mercy, and it allowed you to put your trust in Him, and He saved you by grace. Now, so what you need to do is worship Him. And He said, all right, present your body a living sacrifice. He said, I don't want no dead sacrifice.
Right.
Dead sacrifice time is over. So now you're a living sacrifice. Bring me your life as your sacrifice. Worship me with your whole life.
Yeah.
When you worship God with your whole life, it's not just from 11 to 12:30 on Sunday.
Right. Amen.
It's every day, 24/7, you're worshiping Him. When you at work, the way you do your job at work is an act of worship. At your home, amen. Who you are in your home is an act of worship.
Amen.
When you're out on a recreational activity, it's an act of worship. Wherever you show up, it's an act of worship 24/7 because He's been so good to you that He talked about it in the first 11 chapters of Romans.
Right.
Therefore, call His mercies.
Yes.
I need you to start acting this.
Yeah.
that's your
reason.
Look at all I've done for you. I'm not asking you for something that's unreasonable.
Right.
Look how I blessed you.
Yeah.
Look where you were
headed. Yeah.
Look at your eternity.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you for something that's unreasonable.
Come on.
Right. When I say worship me with your whole life, I'm not asking you for something unreasonable. Look at all I've done for you. So you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world, but the world ain't done nothing for you.
Right.
Now I got a new object for you, because you presented your life as a living sacrifice. Don't be conformed to this world, because you're not about this world no more. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may present yourself.
Yeah.
And show people how great the will of God is.
Right.
Because of how you live.
Right.
Yeah. This is all you. God is good. I can live in that life. Yeah, blah, blah. Because you see how you've been transformed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm still talking to the disciple makers. And everybody here is a disciple maker.
Amen.
The way we transform people that come to Christ, we renew their mind. We give them in the Word. We say, hey, the world thinks like this, but the Word says live like this. We don't live like the world. We live like the Word says. Because when the Bible speaks,
God speaks.
Y'all got it. All right, here we go. Now, so we know this is how we got saved.
Yeah.
And since we got saved by mercy and not by works, it's mercy that keeps us saved. If we had been saved by works, we could have been lost by works.
Yeah.
But since we're saved by mercy, we're kept by mercy. Because what none I did that saved me is based on what he did.
Right.
So I don't have what I do sometimes change.
Amen.
Yeah. Sometimes I have rough struggling days, mess up stuff. But what he's done never changes.
Thank you, Lord.
He paid for my sin, past, present, future. That don't never change. It's always remained the same. That's why he said there is now, therefore, no condemnation. Not guilty. That's all I got to say. Not guilty. Not guilty. Why are you not guilty? Because he paid the price. He took my guilt. He gave me his innocence. All right. So let us go down. We are a reservoir, number two, of mercy in our spirit.
Reservoir.
We're a reservoir. Reservoir got two purposes. Everybody.
Yeah, come on now.
Reservoir got two purposes. This is going to be important because this is where you're going to get some nuances in. I may use it somewhere. But reservoir got two purposes. Mm-hmm. It has a positive purpose. It's provision. So, for your life, refreshment and provision for living comes from the water that's in the reservoir. That's positive. That's provision. But a reservoir also does something else. A reservoir keeps the water in a large container. It restrains and keeps it under control. So when there's a big rain, the neighborhood was going to flood. Because it kept you warm. It lets it out a little by little. Y'all with me so far? If it wasn't for certain reservoirs, there would be floods in low-lying areas. So it's a provision, but it's also a protection. A reservoir provides for life and protects against damage. Hold on to that. So now, we're reservoir of mercy. This is the story. This is Luke's story. I don't have to go through this line by line. Y'all know the story of Luke's river. Y'all know the guy was going down the road and he got robbed.
Right.
Robbed and beat him up. Lay him beside the road.
Right.
Probably Jewish. Laying there beside the road. They robbed and beat him up. Left him to die.
Uh-huh.
Here comes the preacher. On the way to church. Sees the man. In a bad condition. If anybody ought to have mercy, it ought to be the preacher. But the Bible says he will lay the church. So he, but the Bible says that. But the Bible do say he passed by on the other side. All
right.
Nah, the boy that beat him, they may still be around. I need to get on. But if I stop to help him, what's going to happen to me? Oh, no. Wait a minute. And then here comes the Levite. The deacon.
Yeah.
He has responsibility, he has to get to behind the scene. But the deacon, people want to go. When the pastor got a lot to do, the deacon want to go take you. Now, I thought about this. If anybody should have passed by, If anybody should have been on mercy, just, hey, you know how they go, how y'all go around Samaria and look? I'm going to say that I'm going around you.
But no, the Samaritan sees
and has compassion.
Yeah.
He sees the need. He's moved by the need. And he moves to meet the need.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not worried about what he risked.
Right.
Because somebody else is in danger. He's not worried about the danger to himself.
My Lord.
He's worried about the danger to others.
Yeah.
And he reaches down, gets down on hands and knees, and picks the man up and put him on his beach.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, that's what mercy is. You reach down, hands and knees sometimes, to pick others up so you can restore their dignity. Puts him on his beach. He walked in Samaritan and Rhine.
Amen.
Was it? Y'all see that? He said, I'll walk, and then he walks him into the hotel and says, listen here. The man's in bad shape, and so I'm gonna leave him because the way he'll recover. Now I got a little bit off, I got a little cash on him. I'm gonna give you this cash I got. Take care. You take care of him. Amen. Now, that's all I got to say, but I tell you what, I'm going to give you a credit card.
Yeah.
All right.
And whatever else he really want to be, whatever room service he needs, whatever else he needs, you take care of it. And then I'll just put that on a credit card for you.
Come on, preacher. Yeah. Come on.
Somebody who probably wouldn't have even came into the neighborhood where he is.
Right.
Somebody that looks at him as being so low a person that I don't even want to go into that neighborhood.
Right. Wow.
That's one of the good ones. Mm-hmm. And then he says, Jesus asked, I can give a story. Who are the neighbor to this? Come down to the part. The one that was truly a neighbor was the one that showed mercy. Showed mercy. Because he saw the need, was moved by the need, and then he moved to meet
the need.
He asked us to be that. That's what he's asking us to be. As individuals, that's what he's asking us to be as a church. Somebody willing to stoop down on knees and hands and lift up a community that's ruled and bad and restore the dignity. You restore people's dignity. See, even in doing works of compassion, be careful because you can do compassionate action in a way that won't allow the person to maintain their dignity.
That's real. Ouch. Been there. Amen.
You make them feel like they're small.
Yeah.
And they're dirty.
Yeah.
And they're unworthy.
Right.
Even in your act of compassion,
right.
We cannot do that.
Right.
We need to act, it's to restore dignity.
Amen. Amen.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I got too much. All right, here we go. So that one, that's the verse. That's the big story about mercy.
Yeah.
So this you said, 1 John 3:17-18. If anyone has the world good and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does the God's love abide in him?
Yeah.
Come on, I love God, but you see your brother here in need.
Yeah.
You got God's love in you.
Lord have mercy. It's real.
You don't have it because you didn't reach down to meet the need. Mm. I got to be good.
some more nitty gritty things. I'm already old, but so be it. Mercy means full forgiveness of personal offenses. Somebody commit a personal offense against you, just you. Jesus said, "He won't call Father, forgive them because they don't want to do it." I'm not going to worry about all this stuff happening. Yeah, Pastor, you said it, whatever, man. I'm not really worried about that. Not little personal offenses. Jesus never did respond to thank you, did him personally. He responded when people impact the kingdom.
Right.
I don't have all the time to worry about this. A year that gone. Well, we might get that gone, but I realize how much stuff God has given you.
Amen.
Why am I going to worry about what stuff folks do? Say I'm out of here, whatever. When God has been so... How much stuff have I did against God?
Right.
Mercy, if he can forgive me, I can forgive that other stuff. So don't worry about personal, little personal stuff that people do. Let's keep on moving. God has done we've done four works to God.
Amen.
Now listen, we gotta be merciful to those that are outwardly sinful. You know, people that do, like the harlot we talked about last week.
Right.
Boy as a mom.
Yeah.
Rehab. You don't have the people like that.
Amen.
You may be drug dealers, harlots, all kinds of, but you still, even to me, in order to win.
Amen.
You gotta be people of mercy.
Amen.
You can't just look down on folks. Yeah. If you don't know what crookedness, you don't know how they got it.
That's real.
You don't know what force in that. You don't agree with what they're doing, and you're gonna try to talk them and share with them that that's not a way to go and how they can be a better person. But don't be just down. Don't just be hard.
Amen.
You can't win nobody like that.
Amen.
You want peace of mind, you want peace of heart. Show them what they can be. See, they if you that good, brother, if you that good and sell that good, why don't you open your own business and sell clothes or cars?
Come on now. Yeah.
You're a good salesman. But sell something that's going to strengthen your community.
That's good.
So there are people like this. And you got to be merciful toward them. Kind, because that's how he heals. Because it's people like this that Jesus laid down his life for.
Amen.
Not only do you have to be merciful toward the down and out, but you got to be merciful toward the up and out.
Amen.
You know, the people on your job, that's a supervisor position owner. People, the big money people. You know, but sometimes, you know, we just feel like, you know, they got so much going on, they don't need Jesus.
Yeah.
But I don't care what office you need, I don't care if you're in the corner office or whatever you occupy, you still need Jesus.
Amen.
So even folk with large bank accounts, the big houses, the nice cars, the nice neighborhoods, amen, who got corporate positions, and who have large 6, 7 figure, 8 figure bank accounts or more, they still need Jesus.
Amen.
You get well, you know, let me focus on my nerve. Well, you know, sometimes we do that. You kind of isolate me. Alright. Yeah, we don't have much compassion, but alright, here we go. Be merciful to the characters when there's a believer and somebody puts a report out that you hear about this work, this man that has a good reputation, this Christian brother that has a good reputation, you should not believe it. You should not believe it until you search it out. You have, don't ever believe what somebody says, because that way they may have something against that person.
Right.
It is just as bad to share a lie as it is to create one.
Amen.
So if you're a lie carrier, you're just as bad as a lie creator.
Amen.
So don't damage people.
This right here. I told the reservoir, keep. You got to use discretion, judgment, and say, okay, I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm not going to spread this. I'm not going to spread this because I don't know if it's true what they're saying about this person. Do the same thing you want them to do for you.
Amen.
Go to that person. I'll give you more research. Amen.
And even if you found out that it's true, that don't mean you got to keep repeating it.
Amen.
Yeah, the person failed. Yes. They were notable. They blew it. They failed. They messed up. But that means you have to repeat it to everybody.
Come on now.
You have to change now. This person, let it lie.
Right. Amen.
Because God may change that person.
Right. Amen. Amen.
God may lift and restore that person. So you want to keep that failure to as small a group as you can. So when they restore, it doesn't impact their witness to those others.
That's good.
Y'all with me? If it wasn't being followed, you go to let the strong ones.
Amen.
You find a brother, let the strong ones go to him. And you go to gentleness. Don't be just going out and pray. So you keep it. You use discretion. Don't repeat. Because we are not to rejoice. See, when you repeat something, you rejoice in the evil. You should rejoice in evil and your brother falling.
Right.
You should be praying and you should be fervent for the restoration. He said, I'm not going to spread that. It's stopping at me.
Right.
That person done a lot for the kingdom. That person may have been the person that's an instrument of God bringing a lot of people to the kingdom. They done stuff for the kingdom. So I'm not going to just spread and ruin that person's character in front of everybody. I'm not going to do it. Because I'm going to be merciful. I'm going to be tenderhearted. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to treat him just like I want him to treat me when I fall. When somebody falls and not us sometimes, rather than the person that stoops down on hands and knees and pick them up, we are the ones who pull them down and then damage their dignity.
Yeah.
All of us got a dark side.
Amen. Amen.
All of us got you got a dark side and you got a bright side. Try to focus on people's bright side. Try to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Amen.
Don't let me look for every fallen person out. We're all dirty.
Amen. Amen.
We came from dirty, we're going to turn to dirty. We all have, sometimes we put unrealistic expectations upon people. Because we're all sinners saved by grace. And because we're sinners saved by grace, we're going to fail and falter. But we got to be merciful for those that have fell apart. Because you remember with us, and they see the same person on the road, when they fell apart, rather than pick them up, we just kick them. That's sometimes what believers, that's sometimes, unfortunately, that's what the church does. When somebody falls, rather than reaching down, give them grace, give them mercy, trying to pick them up, we kick them. Get out of the street. Should have been doing what you're doing anyway. I heard what you did. We can't.
restore their dignity and give them the ability to go back to God like so many. We don't come to them like the father came to the prodigal son that had threw everything. Amen. When they come back there, we shut the door and bar them up.
My Lord.
Don't let them in here.
My God.
He'll spend everything all he had.
Yeah.
Wasted. Don't let him in here no more.
My God.
He's too nervous. Been down there with the pigs. Defiled himself.
You're not mercy. Not to the Lord.
My Lord.
Spirit gossip. Stop gossip.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Please.
Focus on the young people that keep carrying the stuff that you do wrong. How many of you come to church and we say, all right, here we go. Well, I'm coming to you. All right, that's and then God says, God stopped being merciful 10 times. And God let you everything I did wrong.
My God, it's
on the street.
Yeah. My Lord.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
We put up our metaphorical screen to try to show everything a person has messed up. We're the only army that keeps our wounds. When you go in a battle, but you go really to help them up and say, hey, man, you wounded, huh? Yeah. But I'm here for you. I'm not going to leave you here alone. You know, we leave our wounded alone and keep when they're down and we didn't even wonder why folk that have treachery.
Amen.
That's real.
Amen.
And will.
Years and years.
Then, so what I'm saying, even when believers mess up, don't carry on it. Yeah. Try to restore them, pray for them. Love covers the multitudes. And when I say cover, means you give. That means you don't get unnecessary spread stuff. Because you're trying to get them back to a good place.
Right.
Now that don't mean we cover crime.
Amen.
We can't cover crime. Okay. Somebody abusing their child. We don't cover crime. Bless the child. We don't cover crime. We still love the person,
right.
But we don't cover crime.
Amen.
We have to tell about crime. So don't, if you commit a crime, don't come to the pastor and share it with me. Just call 911. That way you can take a shortcut to the police. And I don't have to be your boss. We don't cover crime. And then we want you to be, amen. We understand you got a sin. We don't have a problem with you, folks. But we want you to get back up and struggle with. Don't you settle into that thing.
Right.
We want you to at least struggle with
it. Amen.
You know what I mean? Struggle with. You got to see like this, but you struggle with it. Sometimes you fall. But when you struggle with it, you got way more victories than you do today.
Amen.
That's the Christian life.
Amen.
Yeah. Not for the prayer, but you're going to have way more victories than you do today. As long as you struggle with it, we with you. But don't just give in. Because when you give in, we can't be with you. We'll still be praying for you.
Right.
Well, man, we'll still speak to you kindly.
Right.
But you got to repent of the sin.
Amen.
Because you represent the church.
Amen.
Bless us, but again, lastly, I had some more stuff, but that's why I told y'all at the beginning, because I knew this was going to be different. Last to the lost world. Amen. To that lost world, those lost people. We got to be merciful to tell them about Jesus. What we need to be doing is to those lost friends, those lost relatives, you are talking to God about them and you talking to them about God. That's what we need to be. Talk to God about the law, and then talk to the law about God. Talk to God about the law, talk to the law about God. Talk to God about the law, and then talk to the law about God, until finally God and the law are fit
again.
Mercy,
grace.
Yeah, Lord.
Woo! Every time I I said, when he renews, he gives you that humor, he renews that mercy every morning, he needs you to be steadfast.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 15:15 says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. In other words, he gives you strength.
Yeah.
Storms!
Yeah.
Don't cease!
Hey,
but my grace. We love God our Father. The grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Sweet men of the Holy Spirit, I come to rest room and abide with us. Now and before them forever. Let us sit together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.